Missing this?
When that didn't materialise, I think both Paulie and myself probably looked at each other and kind of thought, what next?
And get this, the all-new OTB Sports app. Off the Ball, Ireland's premier sports channel, now has a new home, featuring the biggest names in Irish and world sports. Podcasts, interviews, news, commentary, analysis, plus almost 20 years of sporting archives. All free and ready when you are, at home or on the go. The new OTB Sports app. Download it now from the App Store and Google Play.
The OTB Podcast Network.
I want to get into what it was actually like to play at the weekend, and I'm delighted to say Michael Quinlivan is with us. Michael, good morning to you. How are you getting on?
How are things, lads?
How was it to feel the weight of a football and actually it means something?
Really good, actually. It was a bit strange maybe when you arrived, I thought. So, you know, there was obviously a lot of stewards there to make sure that everything ran smoothly. We were, you know, one of a number of Tipperary football games that went on over the weekend. And the referee as well, Derek, really kind of kept on top, tried to keep everything in line with the regulations. But, you know, when we went in, they've kept the two teams either side of the pitch. You're leaving down your bags. Like, it nearly even feels more weird than a challenge game, because normally you get the use of the dressing rooms in a challenge game. I think the last time you might leave your bag on the side of a pitch would have been an under 10 blitz or something to that effect, I'd say. So that was a bit strange, and kind of just sitting around maybe waiting to go out in the field, because you don't want to arrive too early, because otherwise you're literally just going to be sitting on the side of a pitch for 20 minutes. But once the game started, the pace of it was quicker than any kind of first round championship game I've experienced in Tipperary. It ended up being a cracker with six goals, and Kerr really put it up to us. We got a goal and a point in the last few minutes, and that probably pushed us clear of them. But it was proper battle for the whole game, and was really good to see football being played at club level in the middle of July when the ground is really fast, and some of the quality of the scores that were gotten on both sides was really good, considering, you know, maybe teams might have had a challenge match, maybe two if you were lucky, but there's a lot of dual clubs in Tipperary, so you maybe mightn't have got everyone for football for 2 weeks, and to see the quality that was on show was really good, I think.
Wait, so where was the game?
The game was in Arfinnan. It's an enclosed pitch as well, so, you know, it was literally just the players and your... I think we had five management who were allowed on the field as well, between management and medics, which is quite good, actually. I find sometimes, you know, there can be a lot of people on the sideline, and, you know, the old GAA thing of encroaching onto the field wasn't really a factor this week. So I'd like to see that maybe retained, because you don't really need that many. You know, we were only allowed to bring maybe 24 players into the inside of the pitch as well. So that was a bit more difficult, because we have a pretty big panel between our club seniors and intermediates to try and pick 24 was tough.
In terms of the actual, so you said you arrived 20 minutes before, is that right?
Yeah, so we obviously weren't allowed into the dressing room, so we kind of probably arrived a bit later than we normally would for a championship match. I'd say we maybe arrived about 40 minutes before it, which in normal circumstances people would be nearly checking the watch to see where you are and there'd be phone calls going out. But straight out into field, just sitting down, putting on your boots, and we probably had a longer warm up than we intended because we were nearly there so long. It was very, very hot, actually. And Kerr got there a bit earlier, so they got the shaded side. So I think they didn't want us just sitting out in the sun for too long. So we kind of had more of a prolonged warm-up with a couple more drinks breaks put in. The drinks breaks themselves during the game, actually, you know, they were probably, you know, they have to be done, I think, because the days of maybe sharing water bottles for the next while is gone. So it's very difficult for TB having Mayor Ishka's going around and trying to carry 15 different water bottles for 15 different people. I don't think that's feasible, but you know, they were snappy only a minute, but it does kind of maybe change the way the game is done, because you're kind of planning for your first 15 minutes. You get a chance to have a quick chat and a regroup after 15 while you're having a quick sup of water, and it becomes definitely more a game of four quarters. Can be obviously two-sided there, where if you have a bit of momentum and you get a couple of scores before it and then there's a break in play, it can be quite hard to pick it back up again. But you know, Derek O'Mahony, who refereed the game, you know, it wasn't a 5 minute stoppage at all. So it was very, very well done, and I must say that the whole thing ran very, very smoothly as well.
Was there a quick chance to make a few switches, a few tactical words during those drink breaks?
Yeah, very quickly. Like you probably had maybe 30 seconds. I think it's more so you may not probably make much tactical switches from management, but certainly the opportunity for players to even talk to each other just very quickly to have a chat and see what's working, what's not, what you should be maybe trying to change for the next 15 certainly helps, I think. And look, I didn't find it. I know some people don't like it in the Premier League. I didn't find it as a player to be a major bugbear now at all. If anything, it was fine. It was only a very short stoppage anyway.
How has the training been over the last few weeks, Michael? And how match fit did you feel yesterday?
I suppose a lot of people came back to their clubs very fit. Mainly off the back of probably most football clubs around the country were running different fundraisers and stuff for 5Ks. And most players, to be honest, if they were training away, kind of wanted to keep on top of it. It was nearly the only thing you could nearly focus on throughout the lockdown, when it was probably a bit more of a hard lockdown from the end of March to probably the start of May, I suppose. So I think a lot of people came back to the training pitch very, very fit. And most, like I think we went back at the end of June. So we've had maybe three and a half weeks together. And the sharpness was from my own perspective, I don't know, I think I found it very, very workable. I didn't feel like I was rusty. And it probably shines a light on the fact that you maybe don't need 12 weeks to prepare collectively for a match. I think 3 or 4 weeks together as a group, and you know, 5 or 6 on your own or doing at your own program is plenty for you to be right for a championship.
And that's the thing. Like, I mean, it's been mentioned so much that the inter-county managers will need a huge period of time with the players before the inter-county championship kicks off. But what you're doing at the moment, it sounds like that there is a happy medium here, where if you have a month with the county after the conclusion of the club championship, that might actually be okay.
Yeah, and I think so. Yeah, it's like, look, I heard what John Mahan said there, and I do take his point on board. There will be a certain amount of club players who fall through the cracks of when their club season finishes and when the county season starts. And I wouldn't have any problem with those people, you know, even if it's just a couple of nights of physical work where they're just keeping on top of themselves before the main group comes back together. I think that's fine. I wouldn't probably advocate for lads travelling hell of a long distance for that. I think you probably should be doing that in your locality anyway. But on the football side of it, yeah, like, we were lucky enough. We probably had a challenge game, one challenge game, that was it. But like, we were able to do plenty in training. We've had huge numbers down because most people are at home. And it's been great. It's probably the most enjoyable club season that I can remember anyway. I've really enjoyed going down training. The difference between travelling 5 minutes down the road in Clonmel and coming down from Dublin is probably a factor in that, all right. But yeah, I think from the football side of it, it's probably a purer form. I looked around at most of the scores around the Tipperary Championship, which you know, I know the time of year is probably a small bit of a factor in it as well, but definitely the scoring was quite high, much higher than it would be if we were playing Championship in April and October. That's and I think you might find that at intercounty level as well, that the chance that, you know, you can implement huge systems to try and stop teams mightn't be as feasible to do that in a shorter space of time, and you might find it's a purer form of the game.
I hope you're right, but the weather in October, November might not be as good as it was at the weekend. But it's really interesting because, like, there was a sense that club players are going to experience a defined season when they know exactly when their games are going to be and when it's going to finish and when the end point of that is, and they're going to play games in decent weather and they're going to say, right, this is the sport that I want to play, and I'm not willing to go back to maybe having the final the week of Christmas or training 47 weeks for a blitz runoff in 2.5 weeks. What's the atmosphere like amongst your teammates? Is there a sense of this better not go back now to the way it has been in the past?
It probably hasn't been talked about a whole pile. I do feel like we've a lot of players in our club who are just playing Gaelic football. I do feel a bit sorry for the guys who are dual players around the country who are being asked to go out week on week. And if you were a successful dual club, and we've a few of them in Tipperary, between like JK Brackens were in a Seamus O'Regan final and the county senior football final last year, Lochmore have won the double back in 2013 or 14. Like, those guys are being asked to go out week on week for 11 weeks straight, which is tough. But from the championship perspective for us, it's great that, you know, you're like, the way the championship is in Tipperary, only the top team from the group goes through. It's pretty much straight knockout because you can't afford to lose a game. And everyone knows, right, I need to be ready for 2 weeks' time. We got the program of games pretty much from the start. We have a list. Everyone knows when you need to be there. And it's brilliant from that perspective. I would never have been a fan of the April club month. I always thought it was trying to force the issue when the much easier thing would have been to just bring the inter-county season forward and give the clubs their players exclusively when either they finish up with the county when the team is knocked out, or, and you know full well that the club season is probably going to start in the first week in August and it's going to run for maybe 2-3 months, and it probably is going to finish in the calendar year with an All-Ireland final at the end, but that's only going to be a handful of teams that are going for that long. I think clubs would be much happier with that if they knew that they had maybe club leagues and other cup competitions that, you know, didn't require your county players to play, and that they maybe start in April and May and they run until the middle to the end of June, and, you know, then you probably have 4 weeks and then championship is starting. I think that's a much better way to do it. I think it gives everyone a structure on knowing where people stand, when the county players are going to be with the county and when they're going to be back with the club, because, you know, it'd be much, much easier for both sets of people to know that.
In terms of the inter-county season, we've just talking to people around the country, there's less certainty that we're actually going to have an inter-county season at this point than there was, I would say, 4 weeks ago. There's just a kind of general sense, well, the figures aren't going great. There's who knows what winter is actually going to be like for the phase two or the return of the virus. And also just the sense that if anything goes wrong, then it's going to be very hard for them to rescue the situation. What's your own sense about that at the moment?
Yeah, in the last couple of weeks, there's probably been, I think everyone was excited when, number one, the club season was coming back, and then that the inter-county season had been decided, and everyone probably had the hard date in their head that at least we're going to get to play something this year. But I think in the last couple of weeks, there's probably been, you know, things haven't gone as well as we would have hoped as we've started to reopen the country, and it's difficult to see if we have a second wave how the inter-county season might go ahead. But look, we live in hope. I think everyone would love to see Gaelic football being played on that stage with bigger crowds. But I mean, it's anybody's guess whether or not we're able to maintain the current level. I think at the current level, it's certainly feasible. But if there's a further spike and case numbers go back into the hundreds, the GAA are just going to have to take the public health advice. Much like most of the businesses around the country have done the same over the last while, and just, you know, take it as it is. Everyone's living in the same boat at the minute.
And one last question, in terms of the structure of the championship and there being no back door, does that have any bearing on your excitement levels for playing intercounty football?
I don't think it changes much. I understand the thing of wanting maybe a second day out, but look, it's a unique year, and the fact it's straight knockout, it's a throwback to a time before I started playing. I think there'll be some brilliant upsets in the first round of championship, and I think everyone will be looking forward to it by the time it comes. It might be difficult to go out on a second day, maybe in the middle of November. And in the time frame that the GAA were given, I think everyone's happy enough that they just run off the competition rather than try to accommodate the competition in its current form. I think it'll be a brilliant spectacle. The fact there's no back door could throw up some mad results, I think, because there's no holding back.
Yeah, I suppose we'll be grateful for any of those games at that point. Michael, yeah. Great stuff, and great to see you back in the field as well. Thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks very much.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.